Good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Yes, indeed, it is now that wondrous hour when we start this broadcast off with a bang. So, what do you say we do this upright, shall we? Maybe we'll start with, this. Tonight's broadcast is dedicated to the men and women who lost their lives in Afghanistan on Joe Biden's watch. Joseph Robinette Biden is a lying, thieving, disgusting human being. On his watch, 13 American souls were lost because he waited till the last minute. Because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Because he dared to do the most incredibly stupid thing a person could do. And that's bungle the departure from Afghanistan, which cost many people their lives. And today, the son of a bitch had the balls to sit there and actually turn around and act like it was this humongous success. No, you fucking dumbass. It wasn't a success when even so much as one American life is lost because there was such chaos and such disarray as what we saw in Afghanistan. It's not a success. And I would venture to guess that the families of those who died would definitely disagree with you 100,000%. There's no excuse for the way this happened, the way it went down. There's no excuse at all whatsoever. But yet Joseph Biden went and did something that could have been done months earlier. President Trump had it all set up. It was good to go. It would have worked out much better. The American people that are still stranded in Afghanistan are left to the tender mercies of the Taliban, a recognized terrorist organization by the United States of America, long before even his buddy Barack Hussein Obama was in office. That is, of course, a conversation best left for another day. And we can definitely have that conversation. But America, what we're dealing with now is the loss of 13 souls. And this son of a bitch, three times in his speech today, blamed President Trump. Why is it the Democrats feel it's so blasted important to blast President Trump with a lie? It's not his fault. He's not in the Oval Office right now. It falls on the very lap of the person sitting in the Oval Office, the guy who stole it from Donald Trump and stole it from the American people. So I'm sorry, but it's all bullshit. It's absolute, utter bullshit. So give me a break, huh? Seriously, give me a fucking break. Biden, what you called a success, I call disaster, chaos, blatant disregard for the American people left behind. And yes, Joseph, you left American citizens there, American citizens who wanted to come here to our country, back home to America. But guess what you did? You left them there, like I said, to the tender mercies of your friends, your compatriots, the Taliban. And that, buddy boy, is called giving aid and comfort to the enemy. You did exactly what a traitor does. You did the unthinkable, the unspeakable by the mainstream media, so I'm going to say it for them. You're a traitor. You're a sick pup. And here's what needs to happen in short order. You need to be checked for Alzheimer's or dementia because your brain matter is shot to shit. Okay? As someone who was a caregiver for his mother who had Alzheimer's, believe me, 7 years of caring for my mother, I know what to look for. And if your loving wifey, Jill, is too stupid to see the signs herself, then God help this country, because the two of you are imbeciles, idiots. I mean, shit. What the fuck? And anyway, another item in my talking points I want to get to is President Trump. President Trump made a statement and he expressed concern about something I've been talking about for the last 20 years. He's expressing concern about potential 9/11 style attack under Biden. Well, you know what? Guess what there, Mr. Trump? President Trump, I got news for you. I've been saying that for 20 fucking years, that eventually it's going to happen. And I've got a sinking feeling deep down in my gut, it's going to happen. And Joe Biden needs to be held accountable for not only the deaths of 13 Americans and leaving other Americans stranded, but he also needs to be held accountable for, and I found out it's not $8 billion, it's actually $80 or $90 billion. It looks like Gunslinger was right. I thought he made a flub on the numbers. Well, my apologies, Gunn. It's approximately $80 or $90 billion worth of munitions, equipment. I mean, you're talking about some high price tag helicopters, mass amount of weapons and ammunition. I mean, all left so the Taliban could scap it all up. And yes, the Taliban took it over. I saw a video. I was watching Newsmax, and I saw a video of the Taliban wearing American uniforms. Yes, there were American uniforms left behind, including body armor, that apparently they decided to wear. And at one point in the video, you saw Taliban guys sitting in the cockpit of one of the helicopters. Now, the person that was pointing this out, Eric Bowling, he kind of questioned whether they actually knew how to turn the damn thing on. Eric Bowling, don't underestimate the enemy. Okay? Never underestimate the enemy. The enemy in Afghanistan and the enemy in the White House. But President Trump has good cause to be concerned. I think we all do, America. Thanks to Joseph Robinette Biden, the enemy has our uniforms, our equipment, and yes, our weapons, and lots of them. I've got a breakdown. It's not a big breakdown, but it's a small example of just exactly what was left behind. Now, those who are wondering just what exactly was left in Afghanistan, like I said, I've got a list of some of the items. I don't believe it's a list of everything, but then again, who knows? I'll be presenting that in just a few moments. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Firefox News Online. Yeah. Joseph R. Biden. Thief. Liar. It's mind-boggling. It's just so incredibly insane. But what are you going to do? I'll be joined by, hopefully, my friends Gunslinger and Mike from Louisiana. And hopefully, they tune in very soon. And wow. My stomach is doing somersaults right now, and I don't know why. Hope it's nothing. Well, we will soon see. Hopefully, it's nothing I ate or the coffee I drank. Anyway, joining me on the phone lines at 347-945-5747. Again, 347-945-5747. And joining me right now as we speak, Gunslinger from the Lone Star State. How you doing, Gun?
Well, pretty good. And, I got to say this. I got to say this again. In a matter of a few hours, it's going to be constitutional carry for Lone Star State. It's approaching midnight tonight. Otherwise, well, besides the heat, it's almost 100 degrees today. But there's a hell of a lot of rain heading your way, too. I heard on the Weather Channel earlier from that hurricane. So got you a boat. You may need it. Go ahead.
Tell me about it. Well, it's remnants of Hurricane Ida. So, you know. We're going to get doused with lots of rain. Oh well, it's not the first time and it won't be the last. That's for sure. Watching by way of twitch.tv tonight, we have Iggy Mom and Cherokee Rose tuned in. They also say howdy to everybody. And, of course, also joining us on Twitch, we have, as soon as it opens up and shows me,
Open Sesame.
We have Fond C tuned in as well. Great to have you all here. And, it's going to be an interesting wet time in the old town tonight. Here comes Mike from down in Louisiana. Mike, I saw something regarding Louisiana. It seems Governor Edwards is telling people not to come back to New Orleans. I take it things in the situation down there is really that bad.
That's what they're saying. I mean, right now they're still without power, you know. So they're working on it, and if he's telling them that, there must be some reason. Number one, number two, that also means that. The businesses down there are likely to close down, which means that places like Bourbon Street are basically done, you know, if he's telling them not to come back. And the other one is the two sports teams that are down there, the Saints and the the Pelicans, you know. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, if he's telling them that, it must be a reason. I don't know what the reason is, but there must be a reason.
Well, it's not he's not telling them they can't come back at all. It's just temporarily because of the situation that's happening with the power and everything else. So,
yeah.
at the very least, he's advising people to wait, you know, and just hold off coming back until I guess the power is fully restored and basic services are back up and running. Because apparently the electricity is one issue, water, sewage, various other easy for me to say there, folks, various other, things are affected because of the storm, that blew through there. So my guess is that, you know, he's just, which is surprising for a Democrat, playing it safe with the people from New Orleans. So it's anybody's guess at this point.
Well, look, this is the same guy who at one point thought he was going to, I don't think he's a Democrat, but he's not one of these AOC, Bernie Sanders Democrats, right? So, obviously, at one point, George, he was thinking about running for president, you know, at one point. Now, could he win the nomination right now? No, probably not. He's not left enough, you know? I mean, there are Democrats that, yeah, they do Democrat things, you know, like raise taxes and this, that, and the other, but they're not, they still love America. They still, you know, they're not totally left. They're not communist left. They're not socialist left, you know. You know, they're not AOC Bernie Sanders left, you know.
Well, and that's, you know, a bit surprising, but in a way it's not surprising because what you're seeing, the optics, is one thing, but behind the scenes there are some Democrats who actually are so dead set against what Biden has done. Okay, it's like you either support the man or you don't. And some of these Democrats are looking at what Biden has done, especially in regards to Afghanistan. They're looking at this and they're going, my God, what the fuck is your major malfunction, numbnuts? What have you done? And... you know, I got to say that, you know, that's all well and good, but the proof is in the pudding should the Republicans actually put forward articles of impeachment. And while some may think that they'd be better off with camel toe taken over, I would not. I see it this way. Let's kind of look forward at the situation. If, say, Biden is impeached, okay, and it goes to the Senate trial. Now, after the Senate trial has gone its course, and ultimately they vote to remove him from office, that means that the order of succession moves up a notch. The so-called vice president would become the president pro tem until sworn in, officially. The Speaker of the House, Ms. Martini and Rossi
Boy, this is not good tonight, folks. Never mind, my IT is getting blocked. It's just my tongue's like going. So it's like, take your pick. Is my tongue tied in knots, or is my tongue blocking the old eye teeth? You've got little Miss Martini and a Martini times 10 moving up to the VEEP position. Okay. And that to me speaks volumes. It truly speaks volumes of the disaster this country would be in, far worse than it is right now. Okay? So I shudder to think where we're going to be if Biden becomes the ousted and Cameltoe and Martini and Rossi Ostiboots. Oh, good grief. I can never say the name of that worldwide. The martini sucker. Okay. I wonder how many olives she puts in her martinis, by the way. Is it one, two, or three? Because, you know, there's an old saying. People who drink martinis, they'll stick like two or three olives in the glass, which is, you know, their choice. That's up to them. I was never a martini drinker myself when I was an active drinker. But I've heard the stories, you know, two or three. They take them out, they put them on a little saucer, you know, and then they drink the martini. They have another one. They take more olives out. Then they eat the olives because they figure, well, it's been soaking in martinis, so I can keep the buzz going, and I get something to eat in the process. Yeah. Alcoholic thinking at its worst. Take it from a guy who's a recovering alcoholic. I know. All too well. And it's just insanity. I mean, Gunslinger, you've seen, like we all have, the progression of his mental instability. You've seen the progression of bad decisions. Excuse me. Ooh. My stomach is doing somersaults tonight. I don't know why. I'm actually feeling kind of nauseous. Oh. And there's a little discomfort in the area of my gallbladder. I'm hoping it's not something serious. If it gets any worse, I'm definitely going to be going probably to the emergency room. I hope not. Whew. This really sucks. But let's face the reality. Okay, so Gunslinger, everything that I've said so far and everything we've all seen points in a direction that I even brought up in my talking points that President Trump even said now. Okay? Now President Trump is saying the same thing that I've been saying for 20 fucking years. That there's another 9/11 style attack looming on the horizon. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just get this gut feeling it's going to happen. So at what point do we see the American people finally wake up and realize this son of a bitch is taking us down a path we may never recover from? Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's like the old syndrome of beating your head against a fucking brick wall. you can tell the guy, hey, you know, you might want to stop beating your head against that fucking brick wall because it might give you a fucking headache. If the person was smart, he'd listen to you and stop beating his head up against the fucking brick wall. But these people out here in society, they ain't too smart, the old saying goes. Their elevator don't get out of the basement. If it does, it's once in a blue moon, okay? I can see exactly, you know, what's been said and what's been going on, and I've said it myself. You know, it's when, okay? Again, same chapter, or same book, new chapter now. Now that these idiots are armed with all that hardware over there, again, I don't think they're smart enough to really be able to fly those without at least a couple of years of training. And you see how they took the jumping jacks. What will probably happen is they'll probably sell it to Russia or fucking China. That's probably more likely. Hell, they can get probably no telling how many millions of dollars for one of them Black Hawk helicopters with all that sophisticated, supposedly top secret. Ain't no top secret now anymore, is it? That's a joke. So far, we haven't seen any of these goat humpers flying these things. Oh, they've got pictures of them, you know, standing by it and sitting in it and all that shit. Yeah, okay, anybody can do that. Okay, no big deal. But we haven't seen them fly it yet. Okay, that's the key word, fly it. Okay. Yeah, the rest of them, it wouldn't probably take a rocket scientist to figure out how to operate the Humvees and the machine guns. Hell, they're used to that shit. What do you expect? But these birds, you know, I'm telling you, it takes a special breed of bird to fucking fly that bird, okay? You just can't just jump into it like you just got through humping on a fucking goat and say, hey, I'm going to take this bird up. Yeah, it don't work that way. Not with them babies, no. But, you know, it's going to continue. It's going to, again, they've lit the fuse again. Okay, now you're going to say tick, 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 tick. When's the next big one coming? Go ahead.
Yeah, and again, it's not a question of how necessarily, but when. Because Biden has allowed unvetted, this is the problem here, folks. He's allowed unvetted Afghans to come into this country. Okay? And some states are actually refusing to take them outright. They don't want them. Now, we don't know if these are Afghan nationals that helped our troops or not. There's no way of knowing if these folks from Afghanistan are actually part of Taliban's terrorist organization, or if they're members of Al-Qaeda or ISIS or all of the above. So I kind of get the impression, and this is just, you know, just off the top of my head, observation and evaluation of this situation. We have terror cells in this country as it is. We have terror cells here, okay? These terror cells now may have even more operatives joining them. So it's just a matter of time before, God forbid, something catastrophic happens here. And the American people need to understand that whether you believe me on this or not, that's up to you. But I'm telling you, based on the last 20 years, and based on what happened to us 20 years ago, September 11, the whole idea that we could get hit again under normal circumstances, when the Department of Homeland Security was actually working in our favor, so to speak. There were, you know, there were terror plots thwarted. Now, you don't even hear the mainstream media talking about it. Okay? You don't hear them talking about it. You don't hear them saying anything about it. Because everything's all hush-hush. Shh. Can't talk about that. Can't tell the American people that we actually stopped a potential terror attack. This is the frightening reality of Biden's disastrous, chaotic circumstances with Afghanistan. If he had gone with President Trump's original plan, okay, his original plan back, that would have started back in May, our objective of getting the troops out and getting every last American over there out could have been accomplished with plenty of time to spare. But Biden put the kibosh on it and waited until the last damn fucking minute. Right now, he's saying there are at least 100, 200 Americans still over there. I think it's a lot more than that. A lot more. All right. So now, getting started on some of these on some of the stories I've collected for tonight's discussions. Many of them come from the Gateway Pundit.
Oh.
Jen Psaki says, "What is O? What O?"
Well, I was going to say, George, is normally I would agree with Gunn about the helicopters, but the problem is Obama has left, not Obama, well, I say Obama, but Biden and his people have left these lists of people that have worked with us, and also biometrics of people. That means they can find the people that have been trained, that are still in country, that have been trained to fly these helicopters and force them to fly for them. You know? That's what that is. And look, I'll put it to you this way. I think right now, if we wanted to, if we had enough people, we could fit Biden for a noose because he's committed treason. And that is the punishment for treason.
Yeah, it is the it is still the prescribed penalty on the books as laid out in the Constitution. Let's face it. You commit an act of treason against the United States of America, the only prescribed penalty of death is hanging by a rope. And for anyone who has ever studied American history, if you don't know this, you do now. It's not life in prison. It's not spending the rest of your natural life in Gitmo. It's not a firing squad. It is the penalty for treason is a hanging. Now, to my knowledge, no one has been tried and convicted for treason in this country in a very, very long time. I think it dates back to, good Lord have mercy, back to the days of the early founding of this country. But in modern times, I've never heard of anything. At least I'm not aware of anything like that. Hey, Billy, what's happening, dude? All right. Again, many of what I have here tonight for us to talk about is from the Gateway Pundit. And according to the Gateway Pundit, Jen Psaki says that's 120,000 lives that we have saved, including 6,000 Americans. I would let you evaluate that for yourself. Only 5% of evacuees were American. Okay, that's how the headline reads. Thousands of these evacuees were rescued by foreign countries and not the U.S., if that's even true. She also told the country that there was no threat of terrorist groups like ISIS-K or the Taliban attacking the United States. Last week, the Gateway Pundit reported on billions of dollars of military equipment that Joe Biden left in Afghanistan, unguarded for his Taliban comrades. Now, it just so happens, I'm going to show you an image that I have, a breakdown of what was left over there. I'll get to that in just a moment. Now, just 2 weeks before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the Taliban are armed to the teeth with the fastest pockets they've ever seen. Biden said he believed, and recently you followed and said the same, that we believe that they were on pace. This was before the attack. Oh, excuse me. Oh, please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, my stomach is not exactly very happy right now, and I don't know why. On pace for the achievement of our objective. So as we approach the deadline, either tonight or tomorrow night, whatever it is, did the U.S. accomplish its objective knowing that there will be likely thousands of SIV applicants and others still there, and certainly some Americans as well? Did we achieve our objective? Jen Psaki says, I think first we have to date evacuated. We have to date evacuated more than 120,000 people. That's 120,000 lives that we have saved, including 6,000 Americans and their families, many of them dual nationals. And we are continuing. Our commitment is enduring. Is enduring to Afghan partners, to American citizens who may not have decided to leave. That is their right to determine when they want to leave. That commitment is enduring. But we have saved more than 120,000 lives, and I would let you evaluate that for yourself. Go ahead. Now, the reporter continued on by saying, can we talk about, as the U.S. prepares to leave, whether tonight or tomorrow there are going to be billions of dollars worth of U.S.-made munitions, arms, military aircraft, armored vehicles that have fallen in the hands of the Taliban here, giving them new capabilities they didn't have before this? Are Americans less safe now because the Taliban now has access to billions of dollars worth of American-made weaponry? Jen Psaki's answer? Well, let me unpack your question a little bit. Because the U.S. military, part of their retrograde effort is to reduce the amount of military equipment or apparatus that anyone on the ground has access to. I'm not going to get into the details of how they do that, but that is part of their effort. I will also reiterate something that our national security advisor said just last week. We had to make an assessment several weeks ago about whether we provide materials to the Afghan National Security Forces so that they could fight the fight. Obviously, they decided not to fight, or not. And we made the decision to provide them with that equipment and the material. The third piece I would note that's very important here is that we have not assessed that any group on the ground, whether it's ISIS-K or the Taliban, has the ability to attack the United States. Whoa. We clearly need to... Sorry, that was an aggressive bug. We need to ensure that remains the case, but that is not a capability that we have assessed to be the case at this point in time. There's a difference between the threat that is posed to U.S. men and women serving or people who are gathering outside of the gates in Kabul and whether these individuals can attack the United States. Saki was proud of the evacuation numbers, 5% of which were actual Americans, and only Lord knows how many are Taliban affiliates. Meanwhile, hundreds, if not thousands of Americans will be left behind in the war zone with no hope of returning. They didn't just acquire all of this new equipment, they stole it from us, meaning we no longer have access. Now, the Gateway Pundit reported that the Taliban now has more Black Hawk helicopters than 85% of the countries in the world. This was a humiliation unlike any other on the world stage. With a leader like Joe Biden, we are weaker than ever. After the disaster they committed in Afghanistan, why should we trust them to keep us safe at home? All right, first of all, let me pull this up on the screen here, what I have as it relates to what I just read. Unfortunately, I'm not going to show it if I don't open it up. Real good, George. Can you possibly do any better? Yeah, I can. Oh, excuse me. This is not good at all. Oh. Yep, it's definitely something I ate. Oh. I had macaroni and cheese with tuna fish for dinner, and it's sitting in my stomach like a rock. There. Needed to zoom in on it a little bit so I could show this proper-like. All right. Now, I will also share this. I will tell you, I can't share this image in the chat room, unfortunately, because it's on my hard drive. So here's the deal on this. All right. This is what was left behind. Okay, 33 Mi-17 helicopters, 33 UH-60 Blackhawks, 43 MD-530 helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, C-130 transports, 23 Embraer EMB-314 A-29 Super Tucanos, 28 Cessna 208s, 10 Cessna AC-208 strike aircraft. Okay? Now, in the graph below that, it talks about the Afghan National Defense and Security Force personnel as of July 2021. Army and Air Forces, 182,071. Police and Parliamentary Security Units, 118,628, for a total of 300,699. The main Afghan Army garrisons and weapons dumps were at Mazar-e-Sharif, Kunduz, Kabul, Gardez, Kandahar, Lashkargah, and Herat. Well, I'm not sure if I pronounced some of those right or not. But, ladies and gentlemen, this alone, just the information regarding the helicopters and the fixed-wing aircraft, that's not counting the thousands and thousands of pistols, rifles, and ammunition for each. That's not counting the drones that were left behind. Over $80 to $90 billion of military hardware. It wasn't taken over by the Afghans. It was taken over by, get this, the Taliban. So, guys, this to me is incredible, to say the least. But before I go to you guys on the phones, let me go to some comments from Cherokee Rose in regards to people waking up. She's asking the same question. Will people wake up? Not sure what it will take at this point. I'm going to apologize for what I'm about to say up front, but it may take another 9/11 style attack to wake this nation up. It may take something like that to wake America up again. I pray to God I'm wrong. I really do. And she agrees. Unvetted is a huge problem. A lot of these Afghans that came over here, many of them were not vetted. In regards to Biden, yep, she agrees, he lies. There are thousands of Americans still over there. All right? She even agrees about him committing treason. All right? Now, oh, come on, Mouse, don't start with me. And that's part, and she says, that's part of the problem. People in government are no longer held accountable, and they're not. And this is where Biden, Harris, and many of the Democrats are not being held accountable, because what's Congress doing about the fact that Biden never even spoke to them about what he was planning? Pelosi's happy about the fact that she supports her president. Barf. All right. Now, Cherokee Rose says, it's truly astonishing the amount of heavy equipment left behind. Tell me about it. And she agrees, it's very sad. The fact that this equipment was left behind, it should have been destroyed. If the helicopters and planes and trucks and Humvees could not be brought back, then they should have been destroyed, along with the weapons, ammunition, and drones, and the military uniforms that got left behind too, because I saw a video on Newsmax earlier today that showed Taliban forces wearing military U.S. military uniforms. Many of them brand spanking new, including the boots and the body armor. Way to go, Biden! You just provided your friends and your friends, the Taliban, with enough military hardware and equipment to do a lot of damage. All right. Getting back to this story in question. We have thousands of Americans possibly still in Afghanistan. He's declaring this a success. Saki is acting like it's all good. Everything's fine. You know, we did a wonderful job by the way she's talking. And honestly, she didn't make much sense. She made absolutely no fucking sense. Anyway, Mike, let me start with you on this one. Now, good gunslinger's thoughts. You heard what I read and so forth, including the breakdown, the partial breakdown of the equipment that was left behind. What do you say?
Right. You know, I'm listening to you giving the breakdown of the equipment, and I've said it before about the helicopters, just to make the point that they have all the list of the people that have been trained to fly those helicopters. They don't need to be able to fly them. They got those names. They got those people. And they can force those people to fly those helicopters. All right? If we didn't get those people out and the people are still there in Afghanistan, they can force them to fly those helicopters. So flying the helicopters isn't as much of a problem as Gunn is making it out to be. But, yeah, you're right about Jen Psaki. She's your typical Democrat. I mean, look, how many guys were Obama's press secretaries, and how idiotic did those guys sound? You know, because a lot of stuff that Obama did, you know, didn't make much sense. And then, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not smart, that I'm not saying that these guys aren't smart or are smart or whatever, these press secretaries. But there's only so much they tell these guys, and if you're not telling them everything, which I get that because everything, you can't tell them everything because some of the things are top secret or special access or whatever that they should know. So, but again, this is Jen Psaki. This is a lady. This is Miss Circle Back. All right. When she doesn't want to ask a question, that's what she says. She says, "We're gonna circle back to this in a little while. I'll get back with you on this question." And that's the thing. And you look at some of these recent press conferences by her. She is an angry one. And also, of course, Obama in one of the last press conferences was angry. And by the way, George, you look at these helicopters. There are pictures of these helicopters flying around with people underneath of them, like they're hanging the people. You know, what do you call MS-13 barbarians? That's what they do. That's how they do things over there. That's how the Taliban do things. And people go, well, you got the Taliban, you got Al-Shabaab, you got Al-Qaeda, you got all this stuff. No, they're all the same people. Same type people. Just we recognize, for some reason, this idiot of a president and his administration want to recognize the Taliban as the official government of Afghanistan. I don't know why, because they're fucking terrorists, of course. And again, our general policy, other than these people, other than this administration, is you don't negotiate with terrorists. All right, you just don't. And to some extent, well, I mean, people make the argument and say to some extent Trump did, but I don't think, not to the extent of leaving weapons and vehicles and everything else there, and not to the extent of leaving personnel. This is leaving these people, even though they may be civilians, they are American personnel. All right, they're serving America over there, and they're serving the country. You know, so you know they are public servants. They are personnel, so you should be getting your personnel out. And Jen Psaki is an idiot. She's not very smart, as evidenced by what she says when she says "circle back" and stuff, because she doesn't. If she has the answer, she can't give it. But to tell you the truth, I don't even think she has any answers whatsoever. Because every time she speaks, it's like it's word salad. Back to you, George.
All right, Gunslinger, what do you say, buddy?
Well, old little Miss Ragdoll, redhead. Well, what do you expect? Numb as a box of rocks, right? Which that matches everybody else down there, which are dumb as a box of rocks. That's an insult to the box of rocks, by the way. Okay? So, you know, she's just a puppet just like everybody else is down there. There's really no, you know, they don't take direct questions. They try to, you know, shuck and jive, you know. Oh, how's the weather? Yeah, there you go. Oh, let's look at my watch here. Let's see what time it is. Yeah. That's the type these people are. Okay. Now, as for them helicopters, again, I'm going to reiterate what I just said. Sure, they get somebody else flying. Yeah, I'm talking about the average goat humper out there. Okay. They might be able to steady a goat while they're fucking it. Okay. Probably can. They probably good at it, okay, knowing them dumb fucks. But them fuckers get in the seat of that fucking helicopter, and they make one wrong move, and they'll turn that son of a bitch upside down like an egg beater, okay? If you look at the picture, that's the cockpit of a Black Hawk helicopter, okay? Yeah, you better know what the fuck you're doing when you get in one of them damn things, okay? So, yeah, they could be people over there that may be hiding out, that could be forced to fly them things, yeah. But right now, we haven't seen the goat humpers, okay, the ragheads, make an attempt to fly them things. I mean, if they could, hell, they'd have it broadcast all over the goddamn world. Ooh, see? I can fly that. Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. Go ahead.
Well, as I've said many times, never underestimate the enemy. Okay, that is something that I will never do myself. Okay, when you underestimate the enemy, you are basically setting yourself up for a lot of hell, a lot of problems. Thanks to Joe Biden, 13 people died because he underestimated the enemy. Of course, I don't even know if this man ever served in the military. If he did, then he's suffering from either dementia or Alzheimer's because he forgot the first rule, which I've been saying, is never underestimate the enemy. All right? You can't. And to Mike's point about
Afghans being shown how to fly a Black Hawk and all that stuff, that may or may not be the case. I can't swear to that. I sincerely doubt it, only for one reason. It's U.S. military hardware, and it is U.S. military personnel's responsibility to maintain and operate said equipment. That means that includes, not limited to, the various fixed-wing aircraft as well as helicopters. I sincerely doubt they're going to let the Afghans behind the controls. But I don't know if they did that or not. Okay? I really don't know, because I can't get inside the mind of the military personnel to know what their actual orders were. I don't think anyone can. So, at the end of the day, I think underestimating the enemy is a bad idea. It's what we don't know that can hurt us the most. Okay? What we don't know can hurt us if we're not careful. Microphone, getting it back into its proper stand. There. Now, comments I have here, a couple of key comments from Cherokee Rose. And bear with me while I plug my headset back in. Cherokee Rose said, they're ruthless. Exactly, no negotiating with terrorists. And we should never negotiate with terrorists. Look, if we start negotiating with terrorists, we go down a slippery slope. And that's a slippery slope we should not ever, ever travel down. All right? Now, there's more Jen Psaki goodness. A reporter confronts Psaki about shallow and scripted meeting Joe Biden had with a dead Marine's expectant widow. Oh, yeah. This really stinks high to heaven. It does. A reporter confronted White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki Monday about Joe Biden's shallow and scripted meeting with one of the dead Marine's pregnant widow. Joe Biden met with the pregnant widow of one of the fallen Marines and it didn't go well, according to the Washington Post. 20-year-old Riley McCallum was a Marine from hoping I pronounced this town right, Bondurant, Wyoming, and only 3 weeks into his first deployment when he was killed in Kabul in the Kabul blast. McCallum
graduated high school 2 years ago and was 3 weeks away from becoming a father. McCollum's family left the room and refused to meet with Joe Biden. Only McCollum's expectant wife, Janiyah, met with Joe Biden, and the meeting barely lasted a couple of minutes. Janiyah McCollum said her meeting with Biden felt scripted and shallow. Joe Biden spoke about his own dead son, Beau, and described his military service and death from cancer. Gross. Psaki was visibly annoyed when the reporter confronted her about Joe Biden's shallow meeting and total disregard for the fallen service members. Now, there is a video, so I'm going to play the audio from that. Oh, thank you, God. Okay. Bear with me, folks, while I attempt to do the necessary thing. All right. Now, there's going to be just a little bit of silence while I turn up. One, I'm going to turn up the fader on the clip side, and then I got to turn up the volume on the speakers from the computer, from the clip computer. But I got to turn off my microphone. So there's going to be just a few seconds of silence. So give me a moment.
The sister of one of the Marines killed in the airport attack told the Post that the president's comments struck her family as scripted and shallow, and she said, quote, "You can't F up as bad as he did and say you're sorry. This did not need to happen, and every life is on his hands." So, Professor, can you talk a little bit about how the president thought the meeting with the families went, and also what responsibility, if any, for these deaths does he think he bears?
Well, I think the president made clear, as the Secretary of State and our National Security Advisor made clear, that we're all responsible, and they feel a responsibility, and the buck stops with the president. And I think you heard him say that on Thursday when he spoke to the loss of life of these servicemen and women shortly after it had happened. It is certainly the right of any individual who met with the president yesterday to speak publicly about their experience, but I'm not going to speak about the president's experience beyond what I've said already.
You mentioned that the president absolutely plans to stay in touch with those families. Is there the possibility he may attend any funerals or speak at any funerals?
Well, I will say what's important to remember here is that this is the worst thing that's happened ever in the lives of these family members, and last Thursday or Friday was the worst day of their lives. And what role the president plays or doesn't play is probably not front and center for them, but he's only going to do things that are of comfort to the family, are supportive of remembering the lives that have been lost, and he's going to continue to look for ways to do that.
Now, if you listen to the way she sounded, she was completely taken aback by that reporter. She didn't know how to respond. She literally fumbled through every single word. And her insincerity, along with Biden's, speaks volumes. It really does. Even Cherokee Rose said the families could see Biden's insincerity, and I agree. The simple fact is, he was not only insincere, he was outright ridiculous, because he tried to compare his son to this widow's husband, by the way it sounded. Yeah, this was totally scripted and very shallow. And honest to God, the American people need to wake the fuck up. They do. All right. Gunslinger, I believe you were last to comment on the previous article. Let's get your thoughts on this one and, of course, what you just heard from Jen Psaki.
Well, again, Psaki is an idiot. We all known that. We've always known that from day one, okay? But for Biden to do that, comparing, there's no comparison, okay? His son, Hunter, the one that's still alive, I guess, he's a dopehead, crackhead, piece of shit, okay? Takes one to know one, I guess. Father like son like father, whatever. But for him to say something like that and keep comparing it to this person that, or the veteran or the person that military, I'd be ready to whoop that motherfucker's ass. Talk to me that way. There has been more. That's just not the only one that's pissed off like that. I've been looking at Facebook here, and man, there's a lot of them mothers there. They are pretty pissed off, okay? So I don't blame them. Can you blame them? No, absolutely not. It's disgustingly disrespectful, okay? But what do you expect from somebody that really hates the military? He does, okay? And he's not Trump. Trump loves the military. Biden hates the military. Good.
Well, Gunslinger, Cherokee Rose even said that it was how selfish it was, She said, and how selfish is it? Biden speaking about his own son when it should be about the fallen. And she even agrees with me that people need to wake up. Mike?
Apparently, yes. Wake up and wake up now, but does she have the ability to do that? Probably not, because they want to remain asleep and they want to remain blind to the fact of what's happening. Back to you, George.
Yeah, it's it's the blind leading the blind is what it comes down to. Folks, for those of you who are not seeing me on camera right now, there is a reason for that. I have nighttime diabetes and blood pressure medication that I have to take, but I do not take it in front of people while I'm on the air as far as being on video is concerned. It's necessary. I have to take it. But I don't want to be sitting here popping these pills in my mouth. It just isn't nice. So I put the cinema video of the show's name on the screen just for a few minutes. So bear with me. Now, I will say, that this is yet another classic example of Biden being the dumbass that he is. Let's say, for the sake of this discussion, guys, I was married to a young woman who is serving in the military. She's in Afghanistan. And she got killed in the line of duty in that explosion in Kabul. And I went to the White House. If that son of a bitch had spoken to me the way he did this widow, I'd have stood up and said, Mr. Biden, with all due respect, and I have none for you, your son Bo didn't die in Kabul. no disrespect to your son's memory, but there is no comparison whatsoever. And I would have I would have said, as far as I'm concerned, this get together is over. You can stick the Oval Office up your ass. You can shove the Resolute desk up your ass. It probably wouldn't fit, but I'm sure if you use the shoehorn, it would fit up there real nice. And the Secret Service can kiss my Royal American Red Rosy Cherokee Indian ass, because if they ain't laughing at what I just said, then they should be, or at the very least, laughing at you. So long, Commander and Thief, and walked out of the building. But that's just me. That's just me. Yeah, now Billy points something out in the Mixler chat room, and I didn't know he did this. He actually, at that ceremony, checked his watch a total of 13 times. 13 times he checked his watch.
Let me see here. Is this over with yet? Well, son of a bitch, is this over with yet? Son of a bitch, when is it going to end? Son of a bitch, come on, let's hurry this up. I got more important things to do. Well, son of a bitch, it's not done yet, you know. And if you look at his face when he's checking his watch, you can see that he's completely bored with having to stand there, that he didn't want to be there. Too bad, Biden. You stole the office. Now you got to put up with the proper things that an actual president does. But you're not an actual president. You're a thief, a liar, a cheat, and a scumbag. In that order. Did I get everybody? I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving right along here. Let's see here. Oh, excuse me. Jesus. I think I will lay off the tuna fish for a while. Yeah, I don't know why that happened, but well, check this out, everybody. Fact checkers sprang into action to defend Joe Biden after he appeared to doze off. You heard right, folks, doze off during a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister, calling it misleading video.
Really?
Hold on now. There is a still image. I will put the still image in the chat room for those of you who are not able to see it on the video side. And hopefully you do see it. And I'll increase the size of this a little bit. Like so. Now, folks, wait till you see this. I mean, unbelievable. Now I know why President Trump called him Sleepy Joe. Hold on, folks. Let me get the, here we go. I'm trying not to laugh. It's hard not to, because it's too funny not to laugh. But in the process of laughing, my hand keeps pushing. I keep getting off. The mouse keeps going all over the place. So this may take a minute.
Here you go, folks. There is Sleepy Creepy Joe taking a nap while meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister. And the Israeli Prime Minister, look at his face. I mean, look at this. This is the face on him is like, it tells the tale. Because you look at this and you're like,
Mr. Biden, are you all right? Are you even awake? Jeez. Unbelievable.
So Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Creepy Joe, truly fits Joe Biden at this point, folks. It really does. Okay, now I'm going to get to the story it comes from. I'm sorry. I can't help but fucking laugh. I mean, this is, that picture is classic. All right. So, yeah, they're really going with the Biden was just resting his eyes defense. Yeah. Joe Biden appeared to doze off for 30 seconds during his Oval Office meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Friday. Now, Biden met with the Israeli Prime Minister on Friday in his only public event for the day. At one point during the meeting, Biden dropped his head down and appeared to be asleep as Bennett spoke about the friendship between the U.S. and Israel. There's even a video that's posted showing it. The so-called fact checkers immediately sprung into action and defended Joe Biden. Verdict: misleading. A clip saying Joe Biden fell asleep while in a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has been misleadingly cropped.
Bullshit.
Longer versions show Biden continues the conversation right after this moment. Reuters fact-checkers said,
no, sorry, fact-checkers, I don't buy it for one fucking minute. He wasn't resting his eyes or the video was cropped and all this other bullshit. No, I don't buy it. Sorry.
Sleepy Creepy Joe fell asleep for about 30 seconds or a minute. I mean, this guy doesn't belong in the White House. He belongs in a nursing home. I mean, seriously, he belongs in a nursing home. All right. So, going to, and by the way, yes, even Cherokee Rose said Trump did call him that, you know, Sleepy Creepy Joe. And with three laughing emojis, Cherokee Rose said, sure, just testing his eyes, resting his eyes.
Sure he was.
All right, Mike, you were last up, so you're up first. Talk to me.
Okay, so, from my experience, here, me and my dad used to sit here and watch, you know, football games, baseball games, and stuff, and ultimately, he would drift off to sleep, and when I'd turn to him, I'd say, hey, Dad, you're missing a game. You know what he would say? No, I'm just resting my eyes. You know, I mean, really resting your eyes. I mean, look, you know that he has no stamina. The guy has no stamina. You know, creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe. And there's a reason why you watch some of those debates between him and Trump. It was hour and a half debates, and somewhere around the 45-minute mark, he just starts to slow down. And it's like, he was trying to make a point, and all of a sudden, he looked down, and it was almost like, I'm gonna just debate, and I gotta keep debating. So he kind of drifts off for a couple of seconds, you know. And it was, so it doesn't surprise me that this happened, because that's been his way since. You know, the presidential debate, you know, that's, and of course, it's like, he's 77, now granted, Trump's not that much younger, you know, than him, but Trump just seems like he has this boundless energy, you know, he just does, you know, and it's like, he's like that little Energizer bunny that, it's annoying, but he just keeps going and going and going. That's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is like he's on a battery that's on its last charge, and he refuses to. And it's one of these rechargeable batteries, and he refuses to stick the battery into the charger to charge it up again. You know, that's Joe Biden. That's what he is. As long as he's going to be the president, for however long that's going to be, and I'll get back to that in a minute, but for as long as he's going to be the president, that's what he's going to be. I mean, he'll be in these marathon meetings with other world leaders, and you'll see the pictures of him, his head kind of drooping, and you might not see his eyes closed, but you'll know what's going on, you know, and you've got to have stamina if you're going to meet with these other leaders who, you know, I mean, look, even that guy who threw all his faults was an older fellow, but you never saw him drift off to sleep. You never saw, you know, Reagan. Even in the later part of his administration, drift off to sleep. You know, when George H.W. Bush became president, he was a much older guy. You never saw him do that. So he's got, and even to the point, I mean, as I recall watching old footage of FDR. And we knew what FDR's problems were, but even at the end of his career, at the end of his time when he was in 1945, when he was about to pass on, you know, 43, 44, whatever, when he was about to pass on, he never let the public know how sick he was. And that now the other leaders that he was meeting with knew, but he was always up and chipper and you know, able to do these meetings. I don't think if Trump had to negotiate in a minute, I don't think if Trump had to negotiate with, say, Putin or Xi or whomever in one of these marathon negotiation, that he could stay away through that. I mean, I just don't think he could do that. He had to get a little cat nap for a little 30, 40, 50 second nap. And who knows, in that 30, 40, 50 seconds, who knows, in that meeting, who knows what he would get. You know? Back to you, George.
Well, here's the thing, okay? You know, like your father, you know, my dad, watching a Mets game, would nod off. And he snored. And Mom would be standing in the doorway between the living room and the dining room, and I'd go, "Dad, you're missing it." And he'd snap up real quick and go, "I was just resting my eyes." Yeah, while snoring. See, President Trump... okay, something's wrong. Something is wrong with my audio. They can't hear me in the chat room. Something is very wrong. I'm not being heard. Okay. If someone would type in the chat room on Mixler that I'm having audio difficulties, I will attempt the impossible here. I don't know why this is happening. It shouldn't be, but it is. Bear with me, folks. I may have to switch to my handheld here for just a moment. See if that works. Okay. Hopefully my handheld is working. And no, it's not. Something is wrong. Bear with me, folks. Oh, shit. I don't know why this happened all of a sudden. Let me try something here. Let's see if... No, that didn't do anything either. Shit. I don't know what the hell happened. This is not fair. Okay, let me, we are experiencing some technical difficulties. I don't know if anyone can hear me at all, but we are experiencing a... But for some reason, I don't know why, but the microphone is not going, it's not coming through on either the video platform or okay, let's try that. It's going through, it should. This is not good. I don't know what's happening. But for some reason, my audio is not coming through. And it should. Check, 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 check. Oh, okay. There's that. Can you hear? It's going through on the video. Okay, it's working. I'm on my handheld, folks. I'm experiencing some difficulty here, so bear with me one moment. Checking, checking, checking. Okay, now it's working. I don't know what happened, but my audio, my microphone for some reason cut out on me. And... It is now back to functionality. Things are working again. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you watching on Twitch and all the other video platforms, as well as Blog Talk Radio and on Mixler. We were experiencing some technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. But apparently things are back working again, so thankfully that's the, you know, things are working again. And that's a hardware issue that happened, and I'm just glad I was able to get it working. I had to smack the microphone. So let me just say again for the record, okay, what happened is with Joe Biden dozing off like that, it's indicative of A, his age going against him, and B, his, you know, if he's not dozing off, he's having these moments of where he looks like he's not even interested in being there. Okay? So this is just another case where, you know, it just reeks of, there you have it. Now, Gunslinger, it's Tuesday. It's been Tuesday all day. Ripple effect of Monday, my left cheek. Now, I do believe Gunslinger still has yet to comment on this, so let me go to Gunslinger and get his thoughts on what happened here. So, Gunslinger, go for it.
Well, you know, we all know that, you know, creepy, sleepy Joe, his elevator doesn't come out of the basement. Most of the time, it's nappy time. We can call him Nappy Joe. There we go. There's another name for him. Nappy Joe. So that is, you know, you ever see Trump do that? Trump is always at attention. He's always focused. He's always Johnny on the spot. In this case, it'd be Trump on the spot. Okay? You never seen Trump do that. He could stand up there for hours at a podium and give a speech. This guy, he has to fucking check his watch, because he's got to remind himself what time his nap is coming up. Okay? This shows weakness. Okay? You cannot be asleep at the switch on the job when you got a job like that. Okay? I mean, that dude over there is probably thinking like, my God, you dumb fucking people, American people, what did you fucking put in here? Somebody that wants to take a nappy Joe all the time? So, yeah, what do you expect? I mean, he cannot make rational decisions on the split, boom, you know. He's not capable of doing that, okay? And at least Trump can make decisions on the fly, boom, boom. I mean, that's split-second decisions. This guy don't even know. Well, he's fucking Nappy Joe. What do you expect? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, I like Mike said, you know, and I could see this. Going back as far as Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, George W., even that lame excuse Obama never did that. Obama showed lack of interest, to be sure. So we know where Biden got that from. But Trump, he was always interested in what world leaders had to say. He was always interested in, you know, in hearing not only what they had to say, but he was interested in their ideas. He had more energy, and I mean this wholeheartedly, ladies and gentlemen, he had more energy than Carter's got liver pills in a bottle. Okay? So for this imbecile to be protected by these fact checkers like that, and their fact checking excuse is just that. It's a fucking excuse. They're trying to protect this lame ass dumb son of a bitch, and there is no protecting him. There isn't. So why are they bothering to protect a guy who is a complete and utter failure and has no business being in the White House at all? All right. I like what you said in the Mixler chat, Gunslinger. Bulljob was just rolling his eyes during the process. Yeah, you think? By the way, if you're wondering who we mean by blowjob, we're talking about Bill Clinton. You know, the guy who got it under the Resolute desk. All right. Now, let's see here. As I said before in my talking points, President Trump, he's concerned about, he has concerns regarding 9/11, okay, a 9/11 style attack happening. And according to One America News, President Trump calls the withdrawal the worst decision in U.S. history. Now, President Trump suggested the U.S. could see a potential 9/11 style attack as Joe Biden grappled with the crisis in Afghanistan as well as at the southern border. In an exclusive interview with One America News, the 45th president said many countries in the Middle East have been coming into the U.S. and dropping people off as if the U.S. was a lapdog for every nation. Trump also blasted Biden over his handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal and asserted he lost control of the situation. The single greatest humiliation we've ever had was the withdrawal from Afghanistan, he expressed. We could have had a beautiful withdrawal. We could have gone out with victory. We would have taken all the civilians out, all the Americans out. The 45th president pointed out before last week's service members' deaths, the U.S. had not lost any troops in Afghanistan since February 2020. It was true, not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me, he stated. They understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham also echoed concerns about a potential future terrorist attack on the U.S. The chance of another 9/11 just went through the roof. These drone attacks will not degrade ISIS. The number of ISIS fighters have doubled. We've turned our back on our allies. Who's going to help us in the future? And we set the conditions for another 9/11. I've never been more worried about an attack on our homeland than I am right now. And we did not end this war. This is what Lindsey Graham asserted. In a tweet from the Republican GOP, These Republican congressmen served in Afghanistan. These veterans share why Biden failed and why Afghanistan is so important to American interest and to all those who served. Graham has called for Biden's impeachment over the Afghanistan withdrawal, as well as Trump and several GOP lawmakers. The problem with impeaching this son of a bitch, as I said before, is, okay, he gets impeached in the Congress, let's say. Now it goes to the Senate trial. They kick him out of office. The sad reality is Cameltoe and the Martini and Rossi, Osti Spumanti drinking, martini drinking wench, Speaker of the House, Pelosi, move up because it's the order of succession. And can you just imagine what this country would become with Cameltoe and the martini-sucking idiot in the two highest positions of our country? Can you imagine what will happen to this country with them in charge? We'll either end up with another 9/11-style attack, which is a very real possibility now, thanks to Biden, or, God help us, we could end up being nuclear bombed into oblivion. All right, Gunslinger, you were last to comment. Let me get your thoughts.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you know, you got these idiots that are in charge, and when you have people that are in charge like that, what do you expect? You expect everything to go nice and smooth? Well, with Trump, yes, it would have went nice and smooth, yeah. Because Trump, he's a man with a plan, okay? You know, creepy, sleepy, nappy Joe doesn't have no plan, okay? He don't have shit because his brain doesn't get out of the basement very, very often, okay? So what do you expect from a person like that? I mean, you cannot expect a very, you know, smart response, a very intelligent response from people like this. I mean, the guy is not mentally fit to be the commander-in-chief, president of the United States, okay? In no way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, and like you said, you know, you get the hoe, Camel Toe, the hoe, in there. Hell, she slid in there on her back. There ain't no doubt about that. And then you got the Piglosi. Oh, my God. Boy, you talk about, you ain't stuck between a rock and a hard place. You stuck between two goddamn continents, okay, for that type of situation. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, Gunslinger, I got to ask you, the worst case scenario, if Cameltoe the hoe and the martini-sucking Pelosi do end up taking over, should Biden get impeached and kicked out of office, what's the worst-case scenario, in your opinion, that this country would face?
Well, first thing that comes to mind would be a civil war. Okay, because I don't think even the dumbass people out there are going to put up with these two cackling hens. Okay, you know why an ambulance would follow them people around all the time? So they can intervene or shoot Piglosi with her booze, you know, an intravenous, you know, hookup all the time. That's what she'd need, you know. I can't imagine two of them being in that kind of position and that kind of power. Better lock down the nuclear silos, that's for damn sure, and throw away the keys. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Mike, what do you say, brother?
It's almost laughable, huh? It's almost sad. This guy, these people. I mean, God, what can you say that hasn't already been said about this? This guy, this alleged, well, this alleged president, one, this cheater in chief, number two. You know, the guy just is what he is, and we're stuck with him until 2022, maybe 2024. I mean, look, they could, I mean, they don't have to do the whatever impeachment, whatever, anyway, right now. They could wait until 2022 when it's likely they could probably impeach the man. But anyway, I just don't get it. I mean, they've got to be kicking him. So I understand they wanted a puppet, right? When they did all their cheating. I understand they wanted a puppet. But they couldn't have gotten at least an alert puppet. You know? I mean, this guy, you don't know whether or not he's sleeping half the time. And that you can't have this type of guy in office when you're trying to talk with world leaders. You just can't. I mean, as evidenced by there are a number of Democrats now kind of, I don't want to say flipping sides, but kind of seriously taking a look at finding ways to get him out of office. Is it enough to do something with? Probably not. But is it enough to make the Democrats pause? Maybe. Maybe not. But we shall see, because the Democrats need to be put on pause for a long time. They need to be put on timeout, and this could, if anything, this could lead to that timeout, if anything. Now, between now and the time when they pull the pin, or 2024, you know, we're going to be brought down really low because of his policies. And people say, well, you just don't like him. No, I don't like his policies. I don't like the Democrats' policies. That's my thing, George. Back to you.
Well, I'll tell you something. Between you, me, and the Four Winds, like I've been saying right along, these Democrats are running scared because of all the audits that have come up, which the results of which are going to start coming out soon. Okay, they're going to be coming out soon, and it's looking real bad for the Democrats, real bad, which means if anybody thinks they're going to cheat again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but don't look very promising for that at all. As for anything else, they'll just try the old-fashioned way of mudslinging, personal attacks, and outright bold-faced lies, okay? But even that won't garner them enough votes to keep the Senate and the Congress, or keep a 50-50 split in the Senate. They're going to end up losing the Senate, losing the Congress in 22, and with the way Trump's last rally went, folks, let me tell you something right now. Trump's last rally garnered over 50,000 people. Yeah. Mike Lindell said it on Newsmax that it was more like 68,000 at the last rally. Now, President Trump can garner that many at one rally. The Democrats are fucked. And nothing they try will succeed. because people will make their way to the polls and they will vote and vote and vote. And I don't even see absentee ballots being used, really. And you know damn well the military is going to vote Trump if he runs in 24, and I see this very likely. I got a feeling he's going to run in 24 because we need a real leader, not some garden variety, sleepy, creepy son of a bitch that don't know what he's doing. But let's look at the reality. Even if the Republicans take back both chambers on Capitol Hill, and let's say for the sake of discussion, they manage to impeach and get him out of office, and the two idiots move up, that gives them 2 years, or just under 2 years, to really fuck up this nation. So it's anybody's guess. It really is. Now, I got one final item, and then we'll wrap it up for the night. According to the Gateway Pundit, completely confused Joe Biden to staff. Cedric, where are we going to next? Yeah. He actually had to ask a staffer who he's going to next. Well, Joe Biden held a press conference Monday morning, on the Ida hurricane response. During his presser, a visibly confused Joe Biden was forced to ask his staff, Cedric, who are we going to next? Maybe someday the compulsive liars in the fake news mainstream media will report on this guy's cognitive decline. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So, hey, Mike, does this surprise you? Does this really surprise you that that he had to turn to a staffer?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Just like it didn't surprise me that there's a guy that's on his staff, I guess, that was a congressman from Louisiana by the name of Cedric Richmond.
That's the guy he was referring to.
Yeah, he actually called him boy, you know, which is basically a racist term. When you call a black person boy, that's a taboo term. That's a racist term. And he did it. He didn't care that he did it, but he did it anyway. You know, and we cannot, Trump's a racist. Trump's a this and Trump's a that and this and that. And we got this guy who obviously is in cognitive decline, who no longer realizes that term used in that way about an African-American, black, whatever you want to call them, person, is a racist term. You know, he should be in trouble, and he should be in trouble big, and they're still protecting him. Back to you, George.
Gunslinger, what do you say?
Well, you know, they throw everything at President Trump. You know, they call him all kinds of names. They probably invented some of them. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, as much as, you know, the Democrats lie and cheat and steal everything else. So when you have, you know, numbers like he gets, and like I said, you know, Nappy Joe can't even get a room full, okay, at his great rallies that he had when Trump, you know, brings them in by the tens of thousands, okay? And he's not even the president right at the moment, okay? Just like you said. And he's still, you know, staying in room only. So that right there by itself, I don't need any more evidence. President Trump was cheated out of the election. Just by that, by the numbers. Remember what I said? Numbers don't lie unless you manipulate them. And these numbers are not lying because they seen, you've seen the pictures in the video. It was standing room only, okay, in Alabama. So what do you expect? So there you go. Go ahead.
Now, as far as him turning to a staffer, though, to find out who he was to call on next, and it's like, it's right there in front of his face. He's got the list of reporters that he's to call on, and probably the answers right there from these same reporters. I mean, it's laughable. It's truly laughable that this guy, even with the cheating that the Democrats did, They had to have known that he was a complete imbecile. And yeah, exactly, Cherokee Rose. He's doing what he's told to do. In a recent comment, he came right out and said, "I was told not to do this," or something to that effect. He admitted that he was told what to do. Really? Democrats, you are so stupid. All right. Well, we are out of time here on the broadcast. But before we go to final thoughts, I want to take this opportunity to thank Cherokee Rose, Billy, Mike, Gunslinger, Iggy Mom, Fon C. and all of the people watching and listening by archives. If you like what this broadcast has to offer, please make it a point to help us out. You can't take this off on your taxes, but you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping a broadcast to stay on the air. Send your non-tax-deductible donation to us through PayPal by going to paypal.me/Firefox News Online. That's paypal.me/Firefox News Online. And as always, to the many people who have donated in the past, you have my sincere gratitude. And to those who were willing to do so, you also have my sincere gratitude. And now, as always, it is time for the final thoughts. So we go to Mike from Louisiana, and then we'll get Gunslinger's thoughts, and then, of course, I'll give you mine. So, Mike, your final thoughts, please.
I only have one final thought for you tonight, George, and it is this. Joe Biden, the human snooze button. Back to you, George.
Well, that's quick, simple, and to the point. Gunslinger, your final thoughts, please.
Well, you know, I'm going to say two things. They're all fucked up. They all need to go. They should be put in prison for the rest of their lives, especially, you know, Sniffer Creepy Sleepy Joe there, Nappy Joe. They've committed treason against this country by aiding and abetting the enemy, which they did, that $8 billion or $80 billion worth of hardware that now they're having a party over there at our expense. Go figure that one. But what do you expect? And on a second note, we are less than 40 minutes away from Texas constitutional carry taking effect here in Texas at midnight. Yay! Long overdue. I encourage anybody that's listening in Texas to tune in to Facebook at 9 o'clock in the morning for Texas Law Shield. They're giving a seminar on what you need to know for permitless open carry, constitutional carry here in Texas. Go ahead. Later.
And my sincere congratulations to the state of Texas and all Texans on this absolutely fantastic turn of events. Believe me when I tell you, it's long, long overdue. And I believe Gunslinger said it had been at least 100 years since constitutional carry existed. So my congratulations to the people of Texas. In my final thoughts, I've been saying for 20 years that this is going to end up, this country is going to end up facing another possible terrorist attack similar to 9/11 or worse. President Trump has even expressed that same sentiment, and Lindsey Graham as well. There are a lot of people, because of Sleepy Creepy Joe and his actions involving Afghanistan, believe this is very likely to be the case. Let me tell you something right now, America. No matter how things work out, this country has always survived. But under the current so-called fucked up leadership, I've got a sinking feeling that we are facing the possibility of another 9/11 style attack, but something far worse than 20 years ago, September 11. And believe me when I tell you, I don't like saying this. I hate with a passion having to say this, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've never done that, and I never will. The bottom line is, America is in serious trouble as long as the Democrats have power. And that power is going to be stripped from them in 22 and in 24. They know that there's nothing they can do to stop the snowball effect. The Republicans will take back the House and the Senate. And if President Trump runs, it'll be a landslide because the American people are fed up to here. They're fed up to the ceiling with Democrats in charge. And, of course, I cannot say this enough. To the families of those brave souls we lost more than a week ago, my heart goes out to you. They did not deserve to die. It could have been handled a lot better than it was. American lives did not have to be lost. If Joe Biden had just followed what President Trump laid out months earlier, it could have been handled. Those souls did not have to be lost the way they were. And now, with $80 to $90 billion in equipment, munitions, drones, the Taliban, one of three dangerous terrorist organizations, having picked out a legitimate government and taken the country back, they were happy to see us go. They were cheering our departure. And dare I say, they were also cheering those who were lost. And all of the Americans that are still trapped in Afghanistan, I fear for their lives. They must be brought home. The State Department went so far as to stop a bunch of veterans a bunch of veterans who were willing to go over there and start bringing people home. We need to bring those Americans home. And if the Taliban doesn't like it, well, then we can bomb them back to the Stone Age if necessary. But I don't think that's going to happen. Biden made it clear in a speech he made today that he was not going to send any more Americans to do anything like this. I agree that an endless war was not what we bargained for, but our initial going into Afghanistan was necessary because of what happened 20 years ago, September 11th. Staying as long as we did was probably the worst thing we could have done. But let me be clear on something. Our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen and Marines are professionals. They follow orders. And sadly, the orders of this phony baloney, thieving commander cost lives. Lives that had not been lost since February 2020. America, do yourself and our country a really big solid. In 2022, vote the Democrats the fuck out. And in 24, if Trump runs, make it a landslide victory, the likes of which this country hadn't seen before. Our country deserves better than we have, and always should. Americans should always strive to be the very best. Our allies are turning away from us because of Joe Biden. We stand alone now because of the Democrats. It's time to change that. And soon. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Firefox News Online for Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And remember, we will be back for the Wednesday night edition when it's hump day. And we find out whether America has continued to be humped or not. I'm George Sinzer, and for the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. Y'all be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, do not name it after me. That's all I ask. Wow, I say that without getting tongue-tied. Ain't that something? Until next time. Take care, one and all, America, and keep the families of those we lost in your prayers every day. From the Firefox News Online headquarters in New York, it is now time for this broadcast to come to a close. So, on that note, I salute our brave men and women in uniform, one and all. My brothers and sisters in uniform. Good night, America. Until next time.